C4Q, N4IQ. Repeat, N4IQ. Q, this is AC4Q Mobile. We'll check on that. It doesn't start until about 10 o'clock. We have teacher meetings and such. 9:30, and before that, department meetings, which I don't go to. So, shouldn't be too bad. This is what time do you get off? About 3 o'clock, 3 to 3:30, have to lift. No time to do various things. Well, it's not like you're going to be busy. So what do you cover on the Zoom? I'll go over a few things which they don't pay attention to anyway. Where? School's not what? Way it used to be, let me tell you. Of course, I'm teaching a non-prerequisite type course. Oh, geez. I'm there to do my job. Name of it again? Learning. Nervous? No, but that was me the first week, but service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, service and training.
Oh, service, okay. So what kind of service is that?
There's also health and PE. It's all three mixed up together.
Brush your teeth and change your underwear?
That deep. Probably all this stuff is you don't have enough classes to really go, you know, in about 8-9 weeks, trying to get everything done that makes the time is really hard for on anything. Because they're only in there 2 days a week, plus a Zoom, which you really don't. It's only a half hour or so. So, I think it is. So, it's kind of a minimal thing, but I kind of run it the way I want to, but I follow my teacher's guidelines, put it that way.
How old are these guys, students?
6, 7, and 8.
They're old enough to know what's going on. But they seem to like the subject.
You ask them to do something, bring something in. You know, you tell them 20 times, write it on the board. Do they bring it in? No.
Probably because they know nothing will happen if they don't.
That's the whole problem. The way he kind of ran it was, a non-essential. He didn't want to mess anybody's other stuff up by not having a really good grade in there or a bad grade, whatever. So anyway, so that's about kind of what I do. I'll let them finish it that when the day they're supposed to bring it in. So, open notes test. So I'm kind of running it the way he he has been doing the same, much the same stuff. So, anyway. I'm not teaching physics or anything.
Okay. Well, that's good. Makes it easy on you. Oh, well. Well, how's now, the house that you're staying at, that's Michelle's house?
Yeah.
So you're on the bottom floor?
Office upstairs, which is really better. Keeps them away from the dogs and the kids and all the stuff's going on downstairs. Yeah. So we don't have to go upstairs. We're in, we got our own bed that we had before. It's a good arrangement. Nice of them. So, and we actually got furniture.
Yeah, TVs and, well, where's the shower? Is it downstairs or you have to go upstairs?
No, there's a, it's actually meant to be a bedroom if you wanted it. So there is a bathroom that connects to this room, bedroom, office, whatever you want to call it. So that's no problem.
That's good. When you said an office, I thought maybe you were actually in, I mean, it was just another room, like an office, but that's even better. Well, that's good. Well, I ordered, you know, that MFJ switch, like you used to have. I've got the MFJ's got a remote indoor switch where you got 6 antennas and 6 radios. I ordered one of those today. You know, I already had one. And I use it with one of my radios. The other TS-590, I had that manual switch. It's like a console Alpha Delta they don't make anymore, which that's a really good switch, which I got from you. But I'm going to move it somewhere else. But I'll have 2 of these remote switches now, which will make it a whole lot easier to, when I change bands running SO2R, I'll be able to just use that little switch. And also what it does, eliminates 2 switches I have to throw to go from operating the radio's SO2R to just individual operation. So I'd either use one or the other, like for DXing. So that's supposed to come in tomorrow. So today I've got to rig up the 12 volts that goes to it. I'll get that done. The Cat 5 cables come in today from Amazon. They're less than half price of what HRO wanted for the MFJ nomenclature. So that'll come today, and the switch will come in tomorrow. So I'll have that all going tomorrow. In flight, Keith.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, I used some of those switches. I use the switches that that friend of mine made up there. He sold for a while. That's really good. It switches the key line along with the RF line. You do those, you can run it from radio to antenna. If you know, essentially. And, let's say radio to an amp, and then from the amp you can go to the antenna that you want. You run it to 2 amps, and then from either amp to 6 antennas.
Well, yeah, I remember that one. That's a nice one. But I didn't need anything like that. I just need to switch the RF. And actually, you know, it's got the little remote. There's 2 little switches and a little box. you can put on your desk, very small. Well, that, I've got one used to have one of these, and you sold it at Hamfest, but when you sold it, the switch didn't go with it. Somehow it got left off. So I still had that switch, so that saved me like $55. I couldn't believe that's $55 for that whole thing, but everything's expensive. And so I've got that switch. I've got it here, matter of fact. And today I'm going to get that installed along with the power that goes to it.
I know what you meant, Jay. The switches what you're talking about. They were good. They are good. They're kind of similar. In fact, I might be getting kind of confused, but the one that my friend made up sold for a while. Real good thing about it switches the key line along with the antenna. You don't have to have something separate or common or anything else. That kind of works good. Can't wait to get to my little room. Well, I'm going to have to kind of figure it out real good because I'm going to have a lot of stuff in there. Shelves on both sides and the back, and operating against the wall, the back wall. it'll be a cubby hole.
That's important. So you'll have a little heater out there, air conditioning vent.
It'll be central air cooled. A vent will go out to it, and also to the utility room, i.e. laundry room, which is on the back side of. Well, on the side, right next to my radio room. So to get it to you, you'll have to go outside and do a side door. So both of you will have to do that. Instead of putting door to door, which we had two doors, you know, they're in a line. To get it so you don't have to actually go outside, you cut off that area, that back door area to get in there, and you'd have to walk back for this way. Makes it a little bit more private too.
I don't know if I told you, but I on the TS-2000 I changed it over to getting the HD-SDR, the pan adapter, out of the IF. I did that for a couple of reasons, but anyway, that's what I'm using right now. You can definitely see the sensitivity of the IFs, you know, on that pan adapter, because you're looking at the IF, the response curve. It's so when I look at the, like on sideband, particularly when I don't have the zoom in all the way, you can see the curvature of the IF response.
You definitely can. You see it when you shift it back and forth. And so you set the narrow, you just have on the pan adapter, it's just a narrow portion there you're really looking at. The rest of it is about dead.
I kind of liked it better the other way, and also this is always the center. But this works fine for what I'm using. It wouldn't be good. I wouldn't like it for contesting, but for just regular operation or you're working DX and split, it's fine for that. And if you just want to move up down the band, you just click towards the left or right of the display. But it works better that way because the FunCube was loading the. Putting a load on the receive and affecting the sensitivity. activity, so I just took it off. But it, this works fine for what I'm doing. So anyway, that's what I'm doing on this one. But it works fine. And if I'm on CW, then I'd zoom it out anyway, and it looks almost flat there.
That's right. Well, I better get inside here. On Fridays, everybody gets here late. I'd wait to get in my room because nobody's here to open my door. So, anyway. Let me go in there and see. Let me see here what's going on. N4IQ, AC4Q mobile.
Okay. Good. Well, good talk to you this morning. And have fun. Have fun there at Disneyland. AC4Q and 4AQ.
Okay, that's Zoom Land.
Get you there. They had to add computer capacity real quick to handle everybody that's using Zoom. Okay. N4IQ.